You do? Woo!
150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Sounds like a job for AC.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chances of you encountering one of those afternoon or evening storms will get better and better over the next few days. Today, high temperature in the lower 90s, very humid, heat index near or above 100 again. Random, scattered afternoon and evening storms will be a little bit more numerous than they were yesterday. They'll fade out tonight, and even the nights will be like a steam bath. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and the 4th of July, Saturday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. So be flexible and have a plan B. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it.
He's not working anymore.
I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
Fascism.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different versions of the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun.
Come
on. It's been great. I love you. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the internet projection.
It's
Donald
unbelievable.
Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
Ain't no thanks.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy Hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's a big show today. Larry Stevens joining us around 4 o'clock. David Blackman at 3:35. Lots of stuff to cover.
And here they are.
Rock riding a shotgun. Please welcome. I was at Infusion before I came here. I got cryotherapy today. I needed the butt kick. It was great. And we chit-chat while we're there, and I'm saying, it's at the point where I can barely plow through the news anymore. When we talked to David, he's got some good stuff today. An article on Breitbart by Nolte that basically says, believe the polls, Biden is winning because he's just letting Trump screw himself. And I think to some extent that's true. But I sent the article to David and said, what do you think about this? Not that he didn't give us enough to sink our teeth into today at dbdailyupdate.com. And he will tell us why that's total bullcrap. I'd like to believe it, because the options are just so dreadful. FoxNews.com has an article today that says Joe Biden will pick Kamala Harris as his running mate because he basically has no choice but to pick anybody but a white person, and a white male in particular. I mean, that's the deal. Is that going to change anything? No. I mean, that would give, if they manage to win, you know, he's not in there long. So that would give us 2 presidents of color within 3 administrations. You think that will change the crazies?
No.
Nah. The problem is Joe will be so controlled by the crazies that God only knows what they'll inflict on us. And we're going to repeat history. For 2 years, they'll jam everything they can down our throats. I mean, we got people out there now advocating for hysterectomies for men. I don't know why that would be necessary, but they are. This is how whacked. We did get one victory. The Supreme Court ruled that public aid can be sent to private schools. They may have, and I hope they did, swung the death knell over failing public schools today. So this court's weird because they give Trump a couple of wins on the border wall and on education, but not on abortion, not on DACA, because John Roberts is a giant. I'll try and keep the language
decent. We know.
Yeah, a-hole. Meanwhile, in Seattle now, here's the thing. You got to wonder what people in cities like Seattle are thinking. CHOP is still there. They did take down some barricades, but CHOP put new ones right back up. And lo and behold, they show up at the home of the mayor of the city. Mayor Jenny, whatever her name is, the one who said that this is the summer of love. Hey, they don't like you any more than they like Donald Trump or anybody else. These are anarchists. They don't give a damn. They want your house. They want to occupy your house. They don't think you deserve your house. When are you going to wake up, dumbass? Seattle police and other city employees worked to remove some barriers at the Capitol Hill organized protest with heavy equipment, but within an hour, protesters had erected their own makeshift barricade. Sounds like they're not going to just, okay, we made our point, let's move on to something else. No. No, and they're going to do this in weak cities who are, you know, with mayors that are terrified to put their foot down and create some law and order. In the meantime, anybody that had a business or a home in that area is lining up to participate in a massive class action lawsuit that I hope will bankrupt Seattle. They deserve it. They voted for this. Now they're reaping their rewards. But there's a video that's been going around, and I've received it. By the way, I have a Facebook friend opening, so if you've been waiting, call Rosie at 272-9228. Give her your name so I can look up your friend request and acknowledge it. I always wonder, all right, who dropped off and why? Was it something I said? Something I didn't say? But if you've been waiting, give her a call and we'll get you in. I'm going to play this. It probably will take two segments to do it. It's called COVID 911. And I'll tell you at the outset, there's a lot to buy into here. Now, hopefully it'll play.
Stop what you're doing. I'm about to show you something you already suspect deep inside, but can't explain. The United States of America is currently in the midst of a war. Not the kind when one country attacks another with missiles or tanks. Not like warplanes dropping bombs on our Pacific Fleet. Not like a hostile neighbor launching a surprise invasion across our borders. Instead, we face a cruel and merciless enemy who invented a whole new type of war. One that threatens us now more than all the bombs in the world. They are motivated by pure greed and inconceivable cruelty, and have been silently reversing all that is good for so long that we became lulled into a state of self-destructive compliance, while they tore us apart and robbed us blind. When patriots took back key branches of the U.S. government in 2016, a light was turned on to the vast corruption network that had infiltrated into the highest positions of power across every state. Only then did ordinary citizens begin to realize how close we had come to the end of it all. But first, we must endure one last painful battle that will touch every citizen, no matter who they are. Right now, the country is being torn apart by the biggest political hoax and coordinated mass media disinformation campaign in living history. You may know it as COVID-19. Let me tell you a story. In 2015, as directed by the globalist criminal corruption network known as the Deep State, President Barack Obama authorized millions in funding for the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the location now understood to be the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak.
It's all true, by the way.
The research carried out here was to provide the agent for a global biological attack on a scale never before seen. One that would be timed for release within an election year, starting the very day unsubstantiated efforts to impeach President Trump fell apart. With their base of operations in the Democrat establishment, the Deep State Shadow Corporation embarked on a coordinated irregular warfare insurgency with multiple aims, all under the cover of a global pandemic they themselves manufactured for this purpose. Enabled by their owned and controlled corporate media monopoly, they instigated a heavy-handed and unjustifiable nationwide shutdown to reverse Trump's many economic and unemployment gains, with Democrat-controlled states suffering the harshest restrictions in the country. Trump's energetic rallies were halted, hiding from view the surging nationwide passion for his galvanizing message, while Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden was able to avoid interviews and debates where left-leaning voters would not be shown his obvious inability to govern. or the emerging Ukrainian bribery scandal that earned his family millions in illicit kickbacks by abusing his office.
Haven't heard much about that lately, have we? About the Ukraine and all that went on with that. It's, you know, all of this is true. I'm going to post the video. You can watch it and see the evidence that's presented, but I'm going to continue with the narrative here at 316.
The next major advantage of the pandemic for the deep state was the case made to the public for mail-in voting, a highly insecure practice proven to be rampant with fraud. Just as the public saw in one such example, when a former Philadelphia judge pled guilty to stuffing ballot boxes after being paid by what he called a Democrat political consultant. With a rapidly rising death toll needed to make the case to the public for even harsher control, normal influenza deaths for the year were recorded as COVID-19, artificially inflating the numbers. But this was only the beginning. When this did not yield enough fatalities, the deep state initiated a murderous plan to defy federal guidelines and to move infected patients into nursing homes where the highest risk age group could be found in large numbers.
And by the way, they list Cuomo, Newsom, and others, Pennsylvania, where they engaged in this practice of putting COVID patients into senior facilities. Knock off those useless old folks.
State governors of New York, New Jersey,
Murphy,
California, Pennsylvania, and Michigan oversaw what can only be described as a genocide of our elderly loved ones, even as the quickly constructed field hospitals and medically equipped Navy ships stood mostly empty. Yep. This horrendous act cost the lives of over 50,000 people, but gave the insurgency a death toll that would stoke the public fear needed to push ahead with their goals. In these dark times, when people had little else but the comfort of community and their faith, this too was forcibly halted when simply going to church was banned across the country under the guise of public safety. Depression and loneliness became the new epidemic, all designed to create the social conditions needed for what was to come next in their despotic plan to fracture the nation and hold on to power.
All right, we'll pause it there. Can you argue any of those points?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did we get a Facebook friend?
We did.
I'll check out that name here in a second. We're going to take a quick break.
Top one.
This?
Yes, the woman. She called first.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at the stuff. Who the hell's Tiger?
That's just a name I wrote down, but I don't have any information. So.
No, that's fine. That'll get it done. That'll get it done. We like to have people, my Facebook group basically, to be people that listen to the show.
Right.
So when I play something like this and put it up there, you can go take a look for yourself. And we're going to continue this. There's only a few minutes left, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And thanks to, I'd say I received that video from about 50 people in the last 24 hours. My messenger on Facebook has been so busy. Oh, my God. Anyway, let's talk about Jack Aaron's last day of the month. And I have no idea if these deals are going to continue even tomorrow. So why wait? If you call today, you can get yourself an incredible opportunity. Let's talk about Volvo. Still one of the safest cars on the road. That's how they made their name and reputation. And the Ingram family remains committed to taking care of your family and transportation needs. And as part of that, they're offering complimentary at-home services. You can now enjoy at-home test drives with Jack Ingram Volvo, demonstrations, vehicle delivery, document signing, as well as service pickup and return at no charge. And these are offered by their team of certified Volvo brand specialists who will come to you, to your home or business, and not only give you a full demonstration and test drive on the vehicle that you're interested in, but offer an on-site appraisal for any vehicle that you may want to replace. It's a concierge-type service where they make it so convenient. And they've got great terms available. The first two lease payments, they'll take care of that at Jack Ingram Volvo on select models. They just want you to be as comfortable and happy and satisfied as things have always been with this incredible team. So shop or schedule service from the comfort of your home at Jack Ingram Volvo. Your safety is their top priority, and take advantage of the concierge service. Because you know why? It's time to love what you drive.
Yes.
At Jack Ingram Motors, 321.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive. Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Room Where It Happened. The explosive new memoir by former National Security Advisor John Bolton is taking America by storm, which is why John is releasing 3 new follow-up books about his time in the Trump White House. Starting with In the Room Adjacent to the Room Where It Happened, followed shortly thereafter by Downstairs and Across the Hall from the Room Where It Happened. And finally, look for Down the Hall and to the Left. That's the men's room where a lot of personal things happen. All 3 are riveting page turners. You'll be glad you bought. And so will John Bolton as he laughs his way all the way to the bank. John Bolton books, available as soon as the ink dries.
325. What a piece of work he is. We're going to continue with COVID-911. We have taken it through the point where, and we know this, we know that death tolls are inflated. David Blackman did a great job on what they're doing in Texas. This is all part of a big campaign. All of this, COVID, protests, riots, it's all about Donald Trump and getting him out. Don't think for a minute that it's anything else. Now, this takes us to the more recent phase of this giant hoax.
Immediately upon reports of a flattening curve and a reduction in new cases, the mysterious murder of George Floyd hit the headlines. What was presented to the public as a routine instance of racially motivated police brutality turned out to be a strange and coincidental series of events involving 2 men who once knew each other, working security in a nightclub. This event provided the justification for the next chapter in their coordinated insurgency against the United States. The goal was to inflame...
Oh, for crying out loud.
...civil unrest along racial lines on an emotional platform of social justice. A divided house cannot stand, and the enemy knew this all too well. Black Lives Matter was funded and designed by the corrupt Democrat establishment as a social weapon to draw crowds of well-meaning protesters into harm's way, using them as human shields while they pushed a savage insurrection on city streets. This was intensified even further by folding in the violent paramilitary group Antifa, who were given a free pass by Democrat mayors and governors to loot stores, smash up small businesses, and assault innocent bystanders. The public was shown in explicit detail how Democrat leaders refused to protect local citizens, choosing instead to provide an open road for the anarchists to destabilize civil society, allowing the innocent to be indiscriminately injured and terrorized. Knowing that lawless chaos would accelerate their aims, they began calling for the elimination of police, while evicting the National Guard, who were made available to protect the public against the worst of the violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser even called for the elimination of the White House fence, just days after a close call by rioters who attempted to breach the perimeter. And on June 22nd, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff proposed a House bill to amend United States Code Title 18 that would prohibit the use of military force in the event of civil unrest, an obvious attempt to weaken the Commander-in-Chief's ability to defend the public from the planned insurrection, which was intended to play out over the weeks and months leading up to the election.
Attorney General William Barr has appointed the U.S. attorney in Connecticut to investigate.
The pandemic was also providing cover of a different kind. Taking place behind the scenes at the Justice Department is a far-reaching investigation into the Obama administration's weaponization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to spy on Trump and his associates during the transition of power. With evidence now emerging that Obama officials, including Joe Biden and Obama himself, colluded to frame General Michael Flynn. They used social distancing guidelines to halt grand juries and give witnesses the cover of health fears to avoid honoring court-ordered subpoenas. What you are witnessing is the dying breaths of a hidden enemy responsible for over a century of embedded corruption that has been slowly destroying our republic from the inside. They divided us along racial, gender, and political lines. They created reasons for us to go to war. They made international trade agreements that brought us no benefit, but allowed them to steal our vast wealth, driving us into a state of perpetual economic decay. They flooded our streets with deadly drugs to manufacture a devastating epidemic of addiction and mass incarceration. And they did it all with impunity while their completely controlled mainstream media assets kept us distracted and focused on everything else except our one true enemy. The 2020 U.S. elections are like none we have ever experienced. COVID-19 is being sold as a natural event, but we see now it is an attempt by enemies of humanity to hold on to power. After November, they stand to lose it all. But they will do everything to keep the crisis alive and the people in fear. To win, we must remember what made us strong, so that true justice can finally return to what is, and always will be, the most exceptional republic ever to exist in all of human history.
I'm going to share that on Facebook. I hope you'll watch it and share it. And I want to thank everybody that's been sending it. Watch it and see. Go ahead. You know, pick it apart. You tell me what in that is wrong. Here we are with the second wave of the coronavirus, and all we're hearing about is mail-in ballot. Got to do it. Public safety. Yet all over the country, we're seeing people indicted and charged with voter fraud because of this. I wish Barr would move his ass a little bit faster on some of this other stuff, especially those things pertinent to General Flynn, that this is taking years for the truth to come out. And at this water torture pace, come on, let's see some action. They make things happen mighty fast when they need riots and civil unrest. It's like they just pull up to a drive-through window and order it, and it's there. When we need something, it takes for freaking ever. and our patience is getting a little thin.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
David Blackman next. That is 331.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate traffic on the boulevard. The only congestion we're seeing is on East Boulevard between I-85 and Vaughn Road. East South Boulevard at Troy Highway busy, as well as Fairview Avenue and Norman Bridge outbound. That's about it. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everything's rolling at the speed limit. Well, Midtown Plaza is open for business. Shop America's best contacts and eyeglasses and more. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
July 4th weekend is one of the most dangerous holidays for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders, and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The heat and humidity is locked in, but there's going to be a few groans when people hear the forecast because the rain chances are going to get better and better each day from now on through the end of the week, with showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours and fading out at night. Overnight low temperature 75. Then for tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and the 4th of July, Saturday, we'll throw in Sunday as well. Showers and thunderstorms will be scattered to numerous locally tropical downpours. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action, show you where the storms are now and where they're going to be over the next few hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know the feeling. Every time you go on Facebook or watch TV, something offends you. But now there's help. Introducing the Negative Assault Defense System, or NADS. Once you have a set of NADS, people won't be able to hurt your feelings. For instance, when you get your pair of NADS, you'll learn that you can form your own opinions without having to get them from the internet or the news. Order now and you'll receive a package of easy-to-use NADS seeds. That's right. Grow your own pair of NADS. As your NADS get bigger, you'll have more confidence, and you'll need our proprietary carrying case. Well, it's more like a sack. And if someone kicks your NADS, don't worry. They're made of steel. NADS are now available for men and women because more and more people could use a pair. So the next time you feel offended by someone else's opinion, relax, because you've got NADS.
They help. 336 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We now go to somewhere in Texas.
Oh, boy. Hey, I gotta tell you, I have to tell you, when I was in college at the University of Texas, we had an intramural football team that was called the NAD. All our girlfriends could stand on the sideline cheering, "Go NADS, go NADS."
Oh, how about that? Very clever. You could do things in college at those times without having, 500 people show up with a protest the next day. I just sent you, just to give you a heads up, and before I forget, a video that I've received from about, 3-4 dozen listeners called COVID-911. It's really interesting. And it's hard to watch and dispute what's in it. And that's the second time I've leaned on you today, because the first thing that bugged me was that, you go to Breitbart, you expect to see something. Is there anything encouraging here? But Nolte, who is a pretty reliable conservative.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good. He's wrong on this one.
Yeah. Can we start with that? Because that really disturbed me reading that today.
His basic thesis is because the final poll before the election in 2020, the final aggregate of public opinion polls, if you average them all across, they came within about one percentage point of correctly projecting the popular vote margin that Hillary Clinton ended up winning by, right?
Yeah.
So, not factoring in that she probably got 3 or 4 million illegal votes. But anyway. but we're in June, okay? This is not the last. what these polling groups do and what they did in 2016, you could see it happening in real time. As the election approaches, then they start changing their methodology to really reflect what they believe is actually going to happen. Uh-huh. I mean, I chronicled the ABC Washington Post poll, which had a daily tracking poll for the last month. 3 weeks before the election, they claimed in that poll that Hillary Clinton was leading by 13 points, and I blogged it. I said, you watch, that margin's going to go down 1 point every day or two between now and Election Day, and they'll call it a dead heat the day before the election, which is exactly what happened, okay? So sitting there, what Nolte does in that piece is he says, well, because, they almost got it right in 2016, and comparing that to what they're doing today, intentionally oversampling Democrats, intentionally oversampling minorities in certain polls, intentionally undersampling Republicans in poll after poll after poll, and focusing their polls on either adults or registered voters and intentionally not on likely voters, which is where Trump does the best. This is a concerted campaign to depress Trump voters. Exactly what happened in 2016. It's happening again today. And apparently it's working on John Nolte, which distresses me because, as I say, I respect him a lot. He's a really good writer.
Yeah, that's why it bothered me. So I guess this is a very effective technique they're using.
Yeah, apparently effective. Yeah.
It's not like there's not plenty of other stuff, but I love the way there's so much to discuss in your blog, dbdailyupdate.com. Let's have a little fun with Nike, with their woke advertising. They only lost $790 million.
That's phenomenal. That's an amazing loss. That's more than any oil company I've seen post for the first quarter of this year. So that's, and I don't even understand the reporting on that, because they're claiming it was their fourth quarter 2019 loss, and they're blaming a lot of it on the closing of stores related to COVID-19, which didn't happen until the first and second quarters of this year.
Right.
What it really is that they're losing money hand over fist, because they have alienated so many voters and so many people who don't like Colin Kaepernick and what he stands for.
Gee, and they you think he's, now all I read is how he has been, I mean, they want an apology from the NFL to Kaepernick on top of everything else.
Yeah, I think they're going to be putting him into the Hall of Fame here pretty soon, just by acclamation.
Yeah.
You know, or something. I mean, Brett Favre compared him to who the other day?
Oh, God.
I can't even remember now. It was just, it was unbelievable. Jackie Robinson or somebody?
I was so ticked off at Brett Favre, I threw away my copper underwear.
Yeah, it's just insane. I mean, the guy was a mediocre football player. He had one good season with the 49ers when he was a rookie, and then everybody figured out what his deal was. And he became a rank mediocrity. He lost his starting job. And after he lost his starting job, he got angry and started kneeling for the national anthem and suddenly became a celebrity again.
I love the way you, in the blog, call out corporate BS with the corporate statement from Nike. Consumer direct acceleration, whatever the hell that is the next digitally empowered phase of our strategy.
I know. I always laugh at that stuff because I spent several years writing that stuff in my career. It's hilarious.
We yesterday afternoon, we played the clip of Kaylee McElhaney, with that dopey question. Is the president sorry that the Confederacy lost? Really? Are we still? This is unbelievable to me.
It's just, that's a question that a seventh grader and you know, some smart aleck in junior high would ask. It's so disgusting. I've gotten to where I can't even watch those press briefings anymore, because they're just, the media's behavior is so despicable. I mean, it's pathetic the way these people behave. And, you know, she does a wonderful job with those briefings. She's better than anybody Trump has had doing that. And Sarah Sanders was really good as well, but McEnany's better. But again, I don't think this White House, should be conceding to the White House press corps to hold those briefings. I think they're counterproductive in general for the country, and they ought to be eliminated.
I love the Kaylee soundbites, though, because she just sticks it right up their butts.
She really does. She doesn't pull any punches at all.
And for 8 years, we watched Obama stand there. And by the end of his first term, he was just kind of draped over the podium after smoking a doobie. And the media blew so much smoke up his ass, the EPA had to regulate the man. It was just incredible. Now we're watching. It's almost surreal. You expect the press to be a certain way. But, man, they have so left that in the rearview mirror. It's unbelievable. And next up on the hit parade, I love this thread. I want people to go to your blog and see this. But this thread that you received from a friend on the true state of COVID-19 in Texas, because this is all part of a plot. And you'll see that in that clip I sent if you have time to watch it. I think it is worth your time.
Yeah, that was in the Tuesday roundup this morning. That was from Alex Berenson, who is a really good journalist who's done fantastic work related to COVID-19 and getting real, actual, factual information into the public domain. And it's an email he received from the legal counsel and chief administrator for one of Texas's big hospital chains. It's either Baylor Scott & White or Christus Spahn. We have several here in Texas that operate dozens, if not hundreds, of hospitals in our state. And he's, you know, he's just putting the factual information out there. The fact is, ICUs in some of the major hospitals in Texas are at 95% capacity right now. A year ago, they were at 97% capacity, because that's how hospitals in this state and every other state manage their ICUs. And if they have to open up additional beds that are not technically in the ICU, but treat them as ICU beds, they have the capacity to do that. Mm-hmm. That 95% number is the only thing that our media reports in this state. And it's what's got Governor Abbott spooked for some reason. He should know better. And it's what got the governor of Arizona spooked. Who has shut down a bunch of their stuff in Arizona now.
Yeah, it gets me. I seem to remember Fauci or Birx or somebody saying back in March or April that the virus will not survive in heat, yet that doesn't seem to be the case.
You know, it's interesting. It's surviving, but its impact seems to be lessening. Because what we're seeing in Texas is, yeah, there's more and more people being diagnosed with it because we're doing so much more testing. But the trend is now, back in April, for example, the average age of a person who had tested positive in Texas was over 80.
Wow.
For crying out loud, the median age. And now we're seeing it really trend more into the people who are in their 30s and 40s. But the symptoms are almost not present at all. And if they are present, most of the time they're very mild.
Yeah.
Only a handful are having to go into the hospital. And when they do, the average hospitalization is 3 to 5 days instead of 2 to 3 weeks. So it's weird. It's just that this virus is surviving, but its impact is growing milder for some reason.
Wonder what the numbers would actually be if they hadn't monetized it. David, can we ask you to hang for a couple of minutes? I shouldn't use that word. That's been forbidden. Would you hold on for a moment, please? All right.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. It is 3:47. We'll be back with David Blockman in just a minute. You have 2 hours and 13 shopping minutes to get over to Adams Motorsports and see the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime and enjoy some outdoor fun. It's been a good year. People are finally realizing, well, everything else is closed, or I got to wear a mask. I can't have any fun. But you can when you visit Terry and pick something out that you can enjoy on-road, off-road, or in the water, like a Kawasaki jet ski. They can have you ready to go easily by this coming weekend. And I tell you from personal experience, I'll take a jet ski over a boat anytime. It's just such an individual, visceral kind of experience. And Terry's got them while they last at Adams Motorsports. Of course, motorcycles by Kawasaki, Suzuki, off-road excitement by Kawasaki, and Polaris, made right here in Alabama, available at the lowest interest rates because the manufacturers buy down the credit standards. So you can get in with decent credit and get the lowest available rate on whatever you're hoping to buy. Plus, the service department that's one of the highest rated, not just in Alabama, but across the country, to support your purchase. It's all waiting for you at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, 24/7, AdamsMotorsports.com. 6:49, back with David in just a second.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Visit My Stark Agency in Montgomery at mystark.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In order to distance themselves from the name associated with the Confederate era South, the Dixie Chicks has changed their name to just the Chicks. No, wait. Chick is considered an offensive term to women, so now they're just known as the. Wait, hold on. The has a he in it, so it's toxic masculine. So now they're just T. But wait, T is a term for testosterone, which again could have toxic masculine tendencies. So now they're just known as that country pop girl band with great harmonies, but some people can't stand for political reasons.
And back with David Blackman from DBDailyUpdate.com. God, Natalie Maines and her forehead. What a...
I'll tell you.
You know,
she's such a disaster. Their original lead singer was so wonderful. She was a local girl from Fort Worth. I saw them when they were just getting started several times. They were such a wonderful band. It's a shame that they picked Natalie Maines to replace that singer.
Do you, when does the insanity end with this? All of a sudden, man, you know, George Washington's probably going to come off the dollar bill. Dixie cups are endangered. I'm just, and how willingly corporate cowards bow to this stuff.
Well, that's a problem right there, okay? Because what they do and what these Marxist radicals do is they push at the weak spots in our society. So, you know, they start with the universities where all the administrators are cowards and all the professors are left-wingers anyway. And so they start spreading their disease in the universities. Then they go to the news media because they know newspaper editors and editors in newsrooms and TV stations are all cowards and aren't going to stand up to them and just going to parrot whatever they say. And then they go to the corporations and CEOs, you know, senior executives of corporations are very gun shy. They're all afraid of their own shadows of getting a little negative news media.
Now that worked well for Nike, didn't it?
Yeah, it's worked. Think about it. I mean, think how well it's worked for Jesse Jackson during his whole career. Jesse Jackson's entire career has been shaking down corporations.
Yeah.
For his, quote, rainbow coalition, which basically half of it probably goes into his pocket. It doesn't really do anything.
Interesting lesson on him, David. My last job in Chicago before I moved to Miami was I actually was the first white broadcaster that ever spoke on WVON in Chicago because of a sickness. It was weird, though. I was told that I was making history in a weird way. It's the only time in my career where I used a different name. And I said, pick a name you're not going to forget. So I used my middle name and went with Ben Gregory. And they said, God, whatever you do, don't try and sound black. I wouldn't know how to sound black. They said, just back sell the records, give the time and temperature, say hello, be friendly, yada, yada. Nobody ever asked a question the whole time I did it. But it was great because we'd all sit around and talk. We'd have great conversations. Everybody got along just fine. But one time I brought up Jesse's name, and they all started laughing. And this is the group on the, basically that managed and ran the engineering and all the jocks on this historic AM station in Chicago.
Yeah.
And I said, I thought he was like your leader. And he said, we didn't pick him. You did. The white media picked Jesse for us. And then they proceeded to tell me chapter and verse what a phony he was. Loved women, loved drugs, did all this stuff. And I made fun of him one time in Florida and ended up with the TV trucks in my driveway. And all I did was play a clip of him after he won the New York primary. You can look this up, by the way. He was so animated, you couldn't understand what he was saying.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
So I asked for people to, what do you think he's at? And they came up with funny stuff, nothing racist. Oh, my God. I was editorialized on TV stations, one pro, one con. Black activists in Fort Lauderdale came to my defense. We all have to have a sense of humor. That doesn't seem to be the case these days, does it?
No, you can't have a sense of humor. I mean, it's why stand-up comedy is a dead profession.
Really? Even services are not sending me anything current. They're sending me old Norm MacDonald and Jerry Seinfeld stuff because there's nothing new because you can't say anything about anybody.
Right. I mean, the whole thing about stand-up comedy is making fun of people.
Yeah.
Right? And Jerry Seinfeld's entire career has been making fun of himself and other people. All these great comedians, their whole careers were just making fun of other people. But you can't make fun of anybody.
No.
Anymore when everybody is hyper-offended by every little thing. And so stand-up comedy is essentially dead in our country because you can't do any of the funny material with it.
There's the mayor of Miami Beach on with pickle-face Cavuto making face coverings mandatory in public spaces, which is going to be great in South Florida on July the 1st when the heat, humidity are all lining up around near or close to 100 degrees. There are going to be people dropping dead from that. I'm telling you, it's what a joke.
The thing about the mask is I don't mind them if we can keep the businesses open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay?
You know, and that's what we've done in Texas, although the governor did close bars, which I think is a just horrible thing. Thousands of people now losing their businesses.
Yeah.
Okay, because of bad science and bad data being pounded into everyone's brains by corrupt news media.
You know, it's coming. Bankruptcies and suicides and drug abuse and all that stuff skyrocket because people have given up, then they're going to blame that on Trump, too.
Yeah, and, you know, at the end of this month, some of that stimulus money runs out.
Yeah.
It hasn't been renewed and probably isn't going to be renewed. And rent payments are going to be due and home payments are going to be due, and people are going to start losing their living spaces here pretty quick. And that's when people are really going to start getting angry.
Hey.
We're just getting started with this.
It seems like we just get started and we run out of time. But, hey, isn't it hilarious watching what's going on in Seattle? The mayor with her summer of love, and now they want her house.
What a nut job.
Honest
and
to God.
And two more people murdered.
Yeah.
Again, you know, teenagers. Just shocking, horrible, horrible stuff.
Yeah.
All at her feet.
And now a big class action suit against the city from, you know, it was a big hedge fund company, I think, picked up and said, we're going to Texas. Enough of this crap.
Yeah, I'm not sure we want them. They're probably all left-wing Democrats.
we got a kind of a curious schedule here in that we're going to take Friday off. But we will be here Saturday morning. So if you're up and you want to join us, we would love to have you.
I'll be there at 7:30.
And we so appreciate your time. I'm also going to be sending you a column I wrote for the magazine I write for here called 2020.5. And
good.
I would just, because I love the way you write, I would like to get your take on this one. I'm waiting
Please
for
do.
The proof. And you have a great time Friday, whatever you're celebrating, and then we'll talk to you Saturday morning around 7:30.
Good deal. We'll talk to you then. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks, David Blackman from DB Daily Update. Come on, Jeb. Give him the big one here.
Please clap.
There you go. Thanks, man. At 3:58. God, it is the last day of June. Shocking. We have a guest coming up next hour.
Yes.
He is an author. And
a political consultant.
A political consultant. And he says, this does not stop with tearing down of statues. And I think most people are starting to realize that. But we'll talk to him around 4:35. And Larry Stevens is going to be joining us as well. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, is the place to go for whatever you need to maintain the outside of your home. Great equipment, new equipment lines too, like the Ego products that are battery chargeable. Just take it off the charging station and hit on. So easy to operate. And, of course, if you buy it at Lewis Lawn, you bring it there for service. Chad Sasser, by the way, sometimes they have trade-ins and pre-owns that are available, but that's sort of like call ahead and see if there's anything in stock. But if you want new, anything from tractor-style mowers down to zero-turn Echos and X-Marks, all the steel products, all the Shindawa products, the best of the best at Lewis Lawn. Their number is 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lewis Lawn, please, and when you stop by there, tell them you heard about them here. 3:59.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, no accidents into us to pass along to you right now at a very busy boulevard with congestion. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Vaughn Road.